The Bible said, "And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened. And she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized," notice this, "and her household, she besought us, saying, If ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord," what a statement, "come into my house and abide here." And she constrained us. Let's go to God in just a brief word of prayer. Father, we do thank you for the reading of the holy, inspired, infallible Word of God, the food for our soul. We thank you for allowing us to have a copy of it today. We pray, Lord, that you will speak to us, challenge us, Lord, with this Bible character that maybe a lot of people haven't heard of, maybe don't know much about. Not a whole lot said about her, but yet at the same time, a whole lot is said about her. And I pray now that your will be done as I endeavor to try to be sensitive to you, try to be obedient to you, and just challenge the mothers and all of us together here today. And we'll thank you for it. Save sinners, stir up the saints of God, I pray, in Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much for standing with us. Hope you'll keep your Bibles open right here. I'm interested in this in Lydia this morning. I thought maybe I was going in another direction, and the Lord began to deal my heart this morning about this particular woman, Lydia, the seller of purple. Now, we know that Lydia, no doubt, was a mother. Now, I'd never seen that really in that light until this morning, but Lydia was a mother because of what's said in verse number 15. Of course, the first requirement, of course, to being a mother, and I know this seems very elementary and very, very strange to even be coming from a pulpit in 2009, but the first requirement, of course, her being a mother was that she is a woman. Hello? And you can tell all of the Adam and Steves that are trying to get married that neither one of them is a woman. Say amen right there. That's right. But anyway, I just felt nudged to say that. Amen. I'm against it 100,000%. It's sin. It's wickedness. Sodomy came from Sodom. Bottom line. And God has not changed. And I may be in jail for making such statements as that before long. Hope you'll come and see me. Amen. That's right. But we know she was a mother. One, she is a woman, but then verse 15, the Bible said, "And when she was baptized, and her household, she besought us, saying, If you have judged me faithful to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house." So we know that Lydia had a house, and she referred to it as my house and my household. I believe personally that Lydia was a mother. Now, we don't know, we don't have the information about her husband. We don't know if he's died. We don't know where he's at. In fact, I thought about this morning. In fact, he might have been one of the men that was in the Philippian jail. You ever thought about that? This is the same chapter, same town, Philippi. Paul went from Lydia and then won the young girl to the Lord, and then went into they throwed him into jail, and then he ended up winning the Philippian jailer to the Lord and his household. So there again, we have in this same chapter the word household referring to the Philippian jailer's household, meaning his family. All right? So here she's talking about her household and her house. So Lydia, no doubt, was a mother, and in my opinion anyhow, in light of what household and her house would refer to. But Lydia, the very name Lydia means travail. Travail. And a mother knows something about that. A mother knows something about troubles. Amen? Amen. Come on, ladies. If anybody in the world don't believe in a devil, just tell them, say, well, if you can, be a mother and you'll believe in one quickly. Amen. Because it's a life. And I'm not a mother. I just preach from what I see and what I can read. But a mother's life many times has a lot of travail in it. A lot of travail starting with the birth, and the pain's not over after the birth. Say amen, ladies. Amen. They step on your toes when they're born, then they step on your heart as they grow up. But the pain and the travail seems to continue at times. But she was a seller of purple. She was the very, that word purple, that term, that was a dye that was produced in Thyatira. They were known for producing that purple dye that was drawn from shellfish. And the purple that was used to dye garments was known and sought after by people such as princes and wealthy people. The higher upper echelon, the upper class people really sought to wear that color and those garments. So if you put two and two together, those people that wore those are the people that bought those. So these clothes probably was pricey. And it could have been that this woman, Lydia, might have been a woman of means. She probably had some money made off of her business, made off of the fact that she wasn't lazy, but it was willing to provide for her family. But she was a seller of purple. But I noticed some things about her, and I want to use this kind of as our direction this morning. Verse number 14 talks about what God did in her heart. Verse number 15 shows what God did in her home. And I began to notice that. Lord showed that, just let me to see that this morning, that those two are together. A mother's heart is God's inroad to the home. What God did in verse 15 for her household and her home was the result and the consequence of what God did in her heart in verse 14. And the Bible said in verse 14, whose heart the Lord opened. Whose heart the Lord opened. Amen. And so this whole story, this whole experience, this whole outcome hinged off of what God was able to do in a mother's heart. He opened her heart. Man thinks he's the first one to come up with open heart. No, God's been opening hearts for a long time. Praise God. Amen. He opened mine 28 years ago. Praise the Lord. My life has never been the same. See, God cannot get into your heart, and the things of God cannot get into your heart till it's opened. And just think about it. Common sense will tell you that the Lord opened her heart, prior to that meant her heart was closed. She had a household. She had a house. But her heart was closed. Amen? But business picked up when the man of God come to town preaching the Word of God, and she heard the Word of God, and the Lord used the Word to open her heart, and she received what she heard, and she literally became the first European convert of the Apostle Paul, as recorded in the Scripture. Praise the Lord. I like that. Praise God. Amen. But it's, and I noticed this. So, you mothers, look at your heart. And I just want to ask you this morning, is it open? Has the Lord ever opened your heart? Now you think about this, if those doors back there, if you were to go back there and open those doors, then you're telling others, come in. You're when you open a door, you're given access. You're given an entrance. You're given what's on the outside, a potential of coming in. And the Bible said the Lord opened her heart. And for the first time, she turned positive toward God and was open to receive from the Lord. But I want you to know, mothers, how important it is to note the connection between what God has done in her heart in verse 14 to what God did in her home in verse 15. Now, when I say to you mothers this morning, thank God for Mother's Day. Amen. Thank God for mothers. I want to say to you, you are showing your family how much of an important issue it is for God to do something in your home by what you allow Him to do in your heart. If you've got your heart closed up to God, and maybe He's made moves to open your heart, maybe He's made advances to open your heart, maybe He's allowed you to be exposed to preaching, maybe, and by the way, this word, where said she heard the word, it doesn't only just imply preaching, but it also means a personal witness. Paul witnessed to this woman one-on-one and shared the word of God with her. Amen. But maybe you've had advances towards you from God to open your heart. Amen? Maybe you feel like this sometimes. Maybe you feel like God is knocking on the heart's door. Maybe you feel like God is speaking to you and working in your heart. Hey, you know what He's wanting to do? He's not wanting to close your heart up. He's wanting to open it up. Salvation is an opening. Amen. Salvation is an opening up, opening you up to the things of God. That's why I say people ought to have joy. That's why I say people ought to have peace. That's why I say people ought to be the happiest people on planet Earth. Why? Because our heart has been opened up to the Creator and by the Creator. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. When you come to a closed door, that's the same as telling you, don't come in. You're not welcome here. Amen. But her heart was open. Amen. Moms, the greatest thing your children and your husband can see out of you is to see that you're interested in God doing something in your heart. Amen. Opening her heart. God opened her heart. And we're going to look at some things here this morning. If the Lord will help us, but I want to drive that home. If you don't get nothing else I say, I want you to see the connection between heart and home. Heart and the house. Amen? Somebody said the man's the head of the house. The children are the hope of the home. But that wife or that mother is the heart of the home. Amen? Amen. I tell you, amen. Oh, praise God for the love of a mother. Amen. I'm telling you, it didn't matter how bad the injury, if mama could kiss it, it'd get better. Amen. Come here, let mama kiss it, it'd be better. And I'm telling you, didn't it feel like it got better? I mean, you was limping, you couldn't hardly, you didn't think you was even going to live, maybe a bicycle wreck or stumped your toe or whatever, and then all of a sudden, mama kiss it, mama rub it, mama show you some attention, and guess what? Oh, praise God, it just got better all quickly. Amen. That mama is the heart of the home, but it's more than just the mama is the heart of the home. Mama's heart might be the doorway of God into the home. God was able to work in Lydia's home because He first was allowed to work in her heart. Amen? Can I say this morning? God's after your heart. God, when He's wanting to do a work, He targets the heart. Amen. There's a warfare. Listen, there's a warfare going on today over who's going to gain access to your heart. The devil wants your heart. He wants to close your heart to God, but open it to the things of the world and sin. But God is wanting to open your hearts to Himself and close your heart to the world and sin. God is interested in your heart. God is focusing on your heart. Listen, you can tell a lot about looking at your heart. I'm not talking about that physical muscle pumping in your chest. Amen. I'm talking about the seat of affection. I'm talking about your will. I'm talking about your emotions. I'm talking about your intellect is also involved in the explanation of that word, heart. Well, the devil wants all those things. He wants your will. He wants your intellect, your thought life. He wants your emotion or your feelings. He wants you, He wants those things. He wants all that. If He can get access to that, then guess what He's going to do next? He's going to step through the heart into the home. Why is our homes in a wreck? And when I say our, I'm talking about just blanket home statement around the world. Why are homes in a wreck? And listen, if you don't think homes are not in a wreck, just look around a little bit. Read the newspapers, amen. I'm telling you, homes everywhere, in church and out of church, are in a wreck. Why? It's a heart issue. It takes more than two befores to make a house. Or two befores can make a house. But it takes a heart to make a home. Amen. And right here, God did a work in Lydia's heart and opened it unto the Lord. And guess what happened? God worked through that opening and went into her home and began to deal with all that was in her house. Amen. Mothers, this is Mother's Day. We'll preach to fathers on Father's Day, Lord willing. But mothers, you can stop, you can hinder God from working in your children. Are you listening? There's children all around. I promise you right here in Hawkins County with church steeples stuck up everywhere. There's children in Hawkins County, my friend, that don't hardly have a prayer of a chance. Amen. Why? Because they've got a mother that don't care one thing about God. Are you listening? They're not interested in God. And here's what I've seen to be true of mothers that's not interested in God in their heart. They're not interested in God for their children's heart. They wouldn't dare do what this family did this morning. They wouldn't dare dedicate a baby to the Lord. They wouldn't dare dedicate a child to Jesus. Amen? Because that means they are supposed to be involved in it. The raising of that child. God gave you the child. He wants you to raise it. Amen. Train up a child in the way that he should go. Amen. You be the influence. You be the instructor. You be the example. Thank God I had a mother that was an example to me. Amen. And I'm going to tell you what. When God opened her heart long years ago, even before I was born. Amen. I want to tell you, God, my mother was interested in my heart. She wasn't interested in too much of my feelings. Because she sure didn't mind hurting them. Amen. She didn't mind at all. My friend, if she saw me going in the wrong direction, my friend, she didn't mind at all getting in my little mud hole and muddying up the water. Amen. She didn't mind it at all. And you know what? Then I thought, oh Lord, I have got a tyrant for a moment. Whoa, everybody else is getting to do whatever they want to do. Amen. Run with wherever they want to run. Go where they want to go. Wear what they want to wear. Do everything. Here I am. I've got a religious mama. I've got a mama that loves Jesus. Here I am. I've got a mama that, my friend, reads the Word of God. Amen. I've got a mama that's interested in me spiritually. Not just in me physically, not just in my life materially, but she was interested in me spiritually. Hey, moms, are you interested in your children spiritually? Do you want to see a God of heaven do a work in their heart as He has yours? But if He hadn't done much in your heart, you won't want Him to do much in the kids' heart. Amen? Amen, moms, you may be the only hope for your family, as far as on a spiritual note. You may be the only hope, amen. Amen. Let God open your heart. Let God have your heart. Amen. Give Him your will. Give Him your desires. Give Him your emotions. Give Him your feelings. Amen. Surrender to Him. And guess what God can do through that opening? God's got to have an opening. God can't work through closure. He's got to work through an opening. Let Him open your heart because it's the key to your home. Amen. Moms, I'm telling you, listen, are you listening? And I know some of you think, well, preacher, you're showing favoritism today. Well, you're the fuss of the country. They're the one establishing Mother's Day. I'm left out today. I'm going to get the poochie lip, go home, I ain't going to do nothing. No, today's Mother's Day. It's their day. Amen. We'll have ours later. Now, if we hadn't had Father's Day, I'd got upset. I'd be highly upset. Amen. But it's your day. It's your day. And mothers, tell you, mothers can make a home. Amen. You can make a home heaven on earth. Or you can make it a little bit from the underworld. Are you listening? Amen. You can make the home. You can make it or break it. And I believe as the text reveals, the secret and the key for your home being what it needs to be is your heart, whether it's open to God or not. Amen. Amen. Well, I can't seem to get off of that this morning. Can't seem to get beyond that. Seems like God is just trying to just hit that nail on the head. Just keep driving it down and driving it down. Mama, it's your heart. Your heart is the answer to your home. Amen. 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 Let God open your heart. And no telling what He'll do in your home. Amen. 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 A lot of moms have got their heart open, but they got it open to everything except God. They got their heart open to fleshly things and worldly things and you know, and you can tell. Here's the thing: the home is a mirror. Lord, just show me this. The home is a mirror that you can look in and see the reflection of the mother's heart. You can see that heart by looking at the house. Amen. And we all know this statement. If mama's not happy, finish it. It's not mine. It's not original me. It's a universal statement. If mama's not happy, there ain't nobody happy. You know why? Mama's heart is connected to that home and the condition of it. What God is able to do in a home, a lot of it comes through a mother's heart. Amen. Come on, ladies, I'm trying to help you out. Amen. Look at your heart. Amen. But I notice this right here. Amen. Pray for me. I'm trying to mind the Lord. Lord just seemed like got me on that and I can't seem to get off of it. How's your heart this morning? You know what the Bible said in Proverbs 4:23? I'll tell you why you ought to pay attention to your heart, moms. And of course, this is true of all of us. You know why? Proverbs 4:23 says, "Keep thine heart, for out of it are the issues of life." Amen. That's big. I'll tell you another reason. Listen to this. I'll tell you another reason you need to pay attention, moms, to your heart is in Mark chapter number 7 and the verse number 20. And He saith, "That which cometh out of a man, that defileth a man. For from within, out of the heart of men proceedeth evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, and an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man." You know why you ought to watch your heart, moms? And of course, it's true for all of us. It's because sin comes out of your heart. The Bible said, was it Jeremiah? "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" But again, I know you. It's like repetition, but God wants us to learn this morning. God wants the moms to see the connection between your heart and the house. Moms, I believe this. The Bible said also, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You are what your heart is. We know your heart. All we have to do is see what you are. Because a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What you are comes out of your heart. Amen? And listen, your heart, moms, your heart, the condition of your heart spiritually, whether it's open to God or not, has everything to do with what God does in your home. What God wants to do in your home. How's your heart? Is your heart open to Him? Is your heart open unto Him? Amen. What I like about it that God got personal with this woman. I was wanting to go back to some of the background here. Actually, this is the verses that deal, starting in verse number 11, deals with the beginning and the founding of the church at Philippi, one of the greatest New Testament churches. And it didn't start out of a synagogue. It didn't start with men. It started with a ladies' prayer group down by the river. It took 10 men to start a synagogue. There wasn't enough men in Philippi and Macedonia, my friend, to even have a synagogue. Paul heard one in a vision. Back up in verse number 9, he heard a man of Macedonia praying, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. We know at least one man in Macedonia in the Philippi area that was interested in the things of God. Where was all the other men at? My guess is, as good as yours, I think they probably likely was in the Philippian jail. Because it's probably heathens. Amen. But Lydia, my friend, heard that she was at that prayer group. She was at that prayer session with the ladies there by the river. She was there. And guess what? Paul shows up and preaches the Word of God. Witnesses to them. And she got saved. The church at Philippi begins. And I mean, listen, one of the greatest churches in the New Testament. But God got personal with her. Look in verse 14. And a certain woman, named Lydia. God looks at you as a certain person. Amen. God doesn't deal in groups and crowds. God deals with individuals. Amen. God looked at Lydia as a certain woman named Lydia. God knows your name. Amen. Wasn't it good when God gets on your trail? You may have thought you just showed up at a prayer meeting and God shows up and begins to deal with you and speaks to you and work in your heart. Amen. But I tell you what, dear friend, God opened her heart, and that was the connection to God working in her home. God worked on her, and then He worked through her. Amen. God worked on her or in her. God worked in her, and then I'm sure He started working on her, and then He worked through her. Amen. Amen. He worked in her in salvation. He begins to work on her in sanctification. Then He begins to work through her in service. Amen. She might have been the very instrument. Ever have any was in her household? We don't know. We don't even know who all that would imply. They might have been maids and everything else there. Who knows? Amen. But she probably was the one that was instrumental in witnessing them. It don't say it, but it didn't say it. But it could have been that she went back to the house and said, let me tell you what happened to me. Amen? Let me tell you what happened to me. But anyway, the greatest thing, let me just say this, the greatest thing that could ever happen to you is to get saved as a mother. Are you saved, moms? Have your heart been open to God? Is your heart closed to God? Huh? I mean, that's a simple question, isn't it? Isn't that elementary? I mean, that's just so simple. But listen, your home depends on it. Is your heart open to God? If your heart is open to God, your heart is saying, God, what do you want out of my life? When your heart is open to God, you're saying, God, speak to me. I'm yours. When your heart's open to Him, you're saying, God, I love your word. You're saying to God, when your heart's open, I love your house. I love your people. Amen. God's people, my friend, are just that. They're God's people. You ever thought about this? I'm winding her down here, but have you ever thought about this? What providence was involved in getting Lydia to where she was at and getting Paul to where she was at? Paul wasn't even in the country. She's not even from here. Her place of actual residence is in Thyatira, the Bible says. And here she is, all the way from Greece. Here she is in Philippi, which is a colony of Macedonia, according to verse 12. And here she is, a long ways from the house. And Paul wasn't even in the country until he got that vision in verse 9 of the man in Macedonia saying, come over and help us. And Paul set sail. Amen. Look at it. Paul set sail in verse 11, loosing from Troas, came to Samothracia, if I pronounce it right, and then on to Neapolis, and then to Philippi. I mean, he did a lot of traveling. He did a lot of moving. God was putting the pins together, or God was moving the pawns, so to speak. God was positioning Paul to get him to where he needed to be. At the same time, unknowing to each other, God was working on Lydia to get her from Greece all the way to Philippi. My friend, in a woman's prayer meeting, to hear the Word of God. Seemed like we preached about that on Easter Sunday. Seemed like we preached about that a few Sundays ago when we talked about how that God positions you to where you come in contact with a witness, where you come in contact with somebody that'll preach to you or witness to you or give you a gospel tract. Amen. Don't ever get mad at somebody witnessing to you. Don't ever get upset somebody trying to win you to God. Hey, I'm going to tell you what that probably is. No doubt, that's God bringing you to that point and bringing them to that point to win you to Jesus. That's what happened here. Providence of God was at work. Amen. Well, let's deal with this right here and close it. But I hope you don't forget what we dealt with. If nothing else, just that point about the heart and the home is connected. God must work on the heart first. God must have access to that heart first. God must open that heart first. And then He's able to work in the house. And moms, listen. Listen, if you've got any desires at all, surely you want God to work in your home. I mean, do you not? Do you not want God to work on your home? And it don't matter how far along you've been brought already. God, there's still much work to be done in your home. God's still got great things to do in your home. Moms, don't lead your family away from God. Don't influence your children to go in a direction that's away from God. Huh? You know what Napoleon Bonaparte said? Napoleon Bonaparte said, the future destiny of a child is the work of a mother. Huh? You remember me preaching that message here on God's bow and arrow? Remember that out of the book of Psalms when it talked about children being like arrows in a bow, being arrows in a quiver? Hey, I want to ask you, what direction are you shooting your children? An arrow goes in the way that it's pointed. You can't point a child in the world's direction and expect it to hit the bullseye of heaven. What direction, moms, are you pointing your children in? What is it that you're encouraging your children? What kind of an example are you setting before your children? What kind of a lesson are they learning from mama's life? Huh? It all changed, though, when Lydia's heart was open to the Lord. She got saved. Bottom line, this is all saying that Lydia got saved. Amen? She got saved. I like this. Chapter 16 is a chapter that deals with people getting saved. Lydia was from Asia. She got saved. The girl that was that starts talking about in verse 16, the young damsel, she was a Greek slave, and then the Philippian jailer was a Roman. So God saved right there three nationalities right there in one chapter. But she got saved. Are you saved this morning, Mom? No, I didn't ask if you've made a profession. I didn't ask if you've been baptized. I said, are you saved? Is Jesus your Savior? Is it real to you that you know the Lord? The greatest thing you can do for yourself is to let God open your heart. Let God open your heart. Amen. And then begin to ask God, God, work in my home. I want to see my children come to know Jesus. I want to see my child know the Lord. Hey, friend, let me ask you something, moms. What's more important to you about your children? Their salvation or their success? And I don't think there's wrong with a mom wanting her children to do well in this life. But are you more interested in their salvation? Are you interested in their spirituality? Do you want to see your child with a heart for God? Huh? Are you listening? Do you want to see that in your child? Her heart was open and God worked in her home. Let me give you this quickly. God, of course, her conversion, we could talk about the power behind it. The Lord opened her heart. We could talk about the personnel involved. God used Paul. How that God used Paul and Luke and them and to come to this place and preach and witness and share the gospel. We could talk about the particulars that God is after, and that would be the heart. But we could talk about the proofs. How do we know that Lydia got saved? Well, it showed up, one, in her relationship to the Word. The Bible says there in Acts chapter number 16, that her heart was open. The Lord opened her heart there in verse 14, and she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. You know how you can tell people get saved? Is does it produce an obedient life? Does it produce a life, my friend, that is interested in the Word of God? Could I say this to us all this morning, and you've heard it before? Rebellion is not spirituality. Rebellion is not of God. Whether that be children rebelling against parents, whether that be children, students rebelling against teachers, whether that be citizens rebelling, my friend, against authority. Amen. God's not in that. God's not in that. Amen. Wives, listen. I know this ERA business, that, you know what that stands for? Eve ruined Adam. Amen. Say amen right there. I didn't write the Bible, I'm just preaching it. Amen. God established the order of the home. And I'm telling you, if you listen to Hollywood and all that bunch, my friend, they will tell the woman that you run the place. And a lot of places women do. Women run the show. Let me tell you something. If there's any like that here, I don't know if there is or not, but if there's one here like that, and you've got to be the boss and you're running the show, you are not right with God. I know that's straight and true. Amen. Like it or not, that's the Word of God. Amen. Amen. You're not right. You're not right. Amen. When you get right with God, you respect the order of the Word of God. You respect. Listen, I'm still preaching. So I ain't coming back tonight. Well, you might. Get your heart right. You might want to bring your children and family back to the house of God. Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you right now, dear friend. When you get right with God, the first thing will show up in your life is as a guarantee, as a proof of being saved, is you'll attend unto the things that are told you from the Word of God. You'll want to line up with the book if you're saved. Amen. 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 Well, that's the first one. You know what the second one is? I wish I had preached on this. You know what the second proof of her conversion was? Not only her relationship to the Word, she heard it and attended unto it. You'll look at those definitions sometime. But the second one was, she worshipped. The Bible said that she worshipped God. Worship, I believe, is an indicator of being saved. Amen. God resurrects your spirit alive when you're saved. You're quickened and made alive. And when His Holy Spirit gets to moving, praise God, there's a witness between your spirit that's been made alive and His Holy Spirit that is a verification that you are a child of God. Amen. She worshiped. Here's another way. Number three, you can tell she got saved not only because of her relationship to the Word, her relationship to worship, but also her relationship to the water. The Bible said she was baptized. Amen. That don't save you, but I'll tell you what that does. That is an open, public testimony. That is an identification. I want to be identified with this message. I want to be identified with the Master. I want everybody to know that I am saved. You say, well, preacher, I'm baptized, I'm saved. No, I didn't say that. Amen? I went down to the creek a few times before I got saved. I went down a wet center and come up a wet center. I went down a dry center, come up a wet center. But after she got saved, it meant so much to her. She wanted to be identified with the things of God. Her life was changed. She was willing to be baptized. And buddy, did that have a penalty to it in those days. Amen. So, she was willing to be baptized. A lot of people, they get saved, and they never follow the Lord in believers' baptism. Something wrong with that. Something's wrong with that. It's first step of obedience. Amen. Why? Because you want to be identified with the Lord. Why would anybody that profess to know the Lord not want to be identified with Jesus? Amen. Well, her identification with the Word, worship, water, also her walk. We know she got saved because she said to Paul, "If ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord." Verse number 15, "Paul, judge me." Paul, you know what that book says? Paul, you know what that Bible says? See if it lines up. See if I'm counted faithful to the Lord. Amen. Her walk. And then her witness. She witnessed, no doubt, to those in her own household. And I like this. Her heart was open to the Lord in verse 14, and then her house got open in verse 15. She didn't just believe in open heart, she believed in open house. You know why? She wanted the preacher to come over and eat. Hey, man. That's just a little plug right there, amen. Amen. She wanted the preacher, that's right. Look at it. She said, "If you've judged me to be faithful, Lord, come into my house and abide there." Amen. So by the time Paul and Luke and all them came to town at Philippi, guess where they went? They went to see Sister Lydia. She served as a hostess to give them a place to stay when they was coming through town. Amen. What's good in it? But we know she got saved. So moms, again, closing, I want to ask you, how's your heart? Whole seemed like the main emphasis of the message was your heart is the connection to your home. Is your heart cold? If your heart's cold, Mom, guess what I'm just about to tell you your home is? Cold. If your heart's closed to the things of God, I'm just about to tell you that's the way your home is. If your heart is full of sin and hatred and unforgiveness, listen, and bitterness, I've seen moms get bitter and I've seen their children become bitter. Moms, would it disappoint you if your children become what you are? Would it bother you if they adapted your attitude? Moms, would it bother you if your daughter, if your daughter, when she gets married, treats her husband the way she sees you treat your husband? Moms, would it bother you if you saw your son later on treat his wife wrong because you see yourself in them? He's acting the way I act. He's got the same attitude as I do. He's got the same mouth I've got. He's got the same desires I have. Moms, you'll see yourself in your children. They're learning. Listen, we started to put this on the sign. Children learn more from your life, moms, than from your lips. Or you could word it another way, they get more out of your walk than they do your words. Miss Casey put a thing in the bulletin about the mother's hand. I didn't even know that was going to be in the bulletin. And we got something on the sign about a mother's hand molds the next generation. But McCarrick, that little boy you dedicated right there a while ago, you know what that is? That's the next generation. Hey, moms, listen to this. This has been big to my heart all week. The mother is the first influence in the next generation. The first one. The mother is. And we wonder why we've got a generation like we've got today. Somebody is dropping the ball. Amen. Moms, raise your children. Set the standard, set the example. Whether they like it or don't like it, live it in front of them. Keep them exposed to God, and hopefully and prayerfully, the same God that opens your heart will one day open their heart. And then they'll be able to say, "Mom, I understand why you taught me those things. And I understand why you were the way you were, because God had opened your heart." Amen. Let's all stand. Father, we thank you tonight, this morning, for the privilege to look at this Bible character named Lydia, whose heart the Lord opened, heard the Word of God, gave attendance, focus, applied her mind, paid attention to, took heed to the Word of God. The Lord followed you in believer's baptism, be identified, want to be identified with the things of God, the house of God, the message, the man of God. And then, Lord, as a result, the next verse, you worked in her household. Lord, I pray you help moms this morning, visitors and members alike, Lord, that you would help them this morning to look at their heart and to see if it's open toward the Lord. Oh, the devil wants to close it. Lord, I read this morning, I read of another lady that lived in Thyatira as well. In the book of Revelations, the church at Thyatira, a place where a woman lived there whose name was Jezebel. And what a wicked woman she was. But Lord, I want to thank, and Lord, you, the Bible said that you gave her space to repent, but she repented not. But Lord, thank you. Here's Lydia from Thyatira. Lord, she got saved. Lord, I pray, dear Lord, that you will help moms here today. This is their day, a special day, a challenge come from the Word of God for them to know that their heart is the connection to their home. And it's up to them, Lord. God, may they want it. May they fill these altars. Moms getting in the altar and say, "God, please, open my heart. I don't want my heart closed to you. I don't want my heart closed to the things of God. I don't want my heart closed. I want to be saved. I want to be open. I want you to work in me and on me and through me. I want to see my children come to know the Lord and their heart be open to God. Lord, I want to be, these moms can pray, Lord, I want to be the heart of the home. I want to be a blessing in the home. I want to be a means of happiness in the home. I want to be a spiritual inlet to the home." Father, have your way. And some of these children might even need to get in the altar and say, "God, please, please work that in my mama. Please work that in my mom's heart. Please work that truth." Lord, there may be even some young people here today. Their moms are lost. Not saved. Not a Christian. Lord, I pray you'd burden their heart. That you would first open their heart and they would be able to be the inlet, the spiritual inlet in the home. Father, have your way. In Jesus' name. Heads bowed.